extraordinary. The judge, Royce Lamberth, saying there's evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith. This is USA Radio News.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The Pentagon orders the families of hundreds of U.S. military members living in Turkey to leave. About 700 family members and other U.S. civilians assigned to an airbase in southern Turkey affected by the evacuation order. State Department saying the decision made out of an abundance of caution. Donald Trump thinks the situation involving his campaign manager and a female reporter's gotten out of control.
I think, frankly, this is not a claim that should have been made. I'm sure there'll be a counterclaim coming down the line because this is not a claim.
Trump telling ABC's Good Morning America he thinks it's a disgrace that somebody would file charges over this type of incident. Corey Lewandowski denying reporter Michelle Fields' claims that he grabbed and bruised her arm at a campaign event in Florida. Apple wants to know how the FBI got into that iPhone. The LA Times says attorneys for Apple now researching legal tactics to compel the government to reveal how it managed to get into that iPhone 5C. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater. Daybreak USA with Angie Austin and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
A New York man gets arrested after more than 1,400 bags of heroin were found hidden inside his body. We get details this morning from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Vermont State Police made the discovery after pulling Fernando Estrella over yesterday in St. Albans City for traffic violations. A drug-detecting police dog went wild when he sniffed the 41-year-old Bronx man. No drugs found in the car or in his pockets, so police got a warrant for a body cavity search to be done at a hospital. More than 1,400 bags of heroin hidden inside. Estrella is charged with heroin possession, trafficking, and importation. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Wall Street reacts positively to what the Federal Reserve Chair says. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is here to explain.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen saying policymakers are going to proceed with caution when it comes to raising interest rates further. Yellen notes during some remarks at a luncheon in New York City that economic conditions are far less favorable now than they were in December when the Fed last raised rates. But she does add,
gradual increases in the federal funds rate over time will likely be appropriate.
But Wall Street interprets Yellen's remarks as being much more dovish than last time she publicly spoke, and the Dow rises 98 points on the day, the Nasdaq climbs 80, and the S&P gains 18.
Toronto says goodbye to former Mayor Rob Ford today, the 46-year-old dying last week after a 2-year battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. We are off last week, but we are back, and we have an interesting topic today. Today's topic is gallery walls. What to do with all your personal pictures? It seems that with social media, we're taking more pictures of ourselves these days now than ever. What to do with those pictures, those images? Do we keep them on our phone? Do we keep them on our computer? Or do we take some of them and turn them into art and put them in our lives? We'll be back with that shortly. Let's take a look at the weather, and let's see what the National Weather Service is telling us that's happening this morning. It's currently fair skies with 44 degrees. That's 7 degrees Celsius. Today, sunny. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day with 59 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 39. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 69 degrees. Nice and warm tomorrow. Thursday night, 80% chance of showers with a low of 58. On Friday, there's an 80% chance of showers with a high of 68. On Friday night, there's a 20% chance of slight showers, then mostly cloudy with a low of 44. On Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 57 degrees. Saturday night, it is going to be partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 32. And then on Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 44. So it seems like we have a mixed bag. We're not out of that in like a lion, out like a lamb thing that they have going on in March. Now that we're in April, it seems like we have some highs and lows. So we'll have to adjust. Sweaters on, sweaters off. What I've been doing myself these days is I wear a light cotton shirt and I have a sweater over it and just go back and forth. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi and our show is called Modern Design. We've been doing it here on 100 in Chamber Radio for about a year and a half now. And each week I bring you different ideas, different perspectives on interior design, what's trending, some of the projects that I work on. I work 7 days a week on homes and restaurants and industrial spaces, what have you. And I learn each day. I've been doing this for 18 years, and I learn each day as I go on. And I try to bring that stuff to you. I also do, we do a lot of live interviews with different companies, tri-state area companies, resources that you can go to, and things that I come across to give you the best solutions to make your home, office, or commercial space as wonderful as it's going to be. We're going to go to some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on 100inchamberradio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Today's topic is all about pictures, the images that you have out there. You know, many people come to me and say, what's appropriate with pictures? And for most part, I tell people, I do not like personal photographs on the wall. It's not something I find. Do you ever go to somebody's house and there's a huge wedding picture of themselves or maybe their daughter or son's confirmation, they're up on the wall? I always find those to be sort of distracting and sort of, I don't know, I just don't like the look of it. But I do like pictures. I think pictures are nice. Some of the things that I do part in my career as an interior designer is I do staging. So if you're getting your house ready for sale, that is a no-no. The first thing that you do if you're going to sell your house is to remove all the personal items, specifically pictures, because when somebody goes into a space to purchase it as their own, they're not going to be able to think of it as their own if your son's picture is on the wall and his Little League outfit on. Because it doesn't become their home, it still remains your home. The flip side of that is when you are living in the home and you're there for the long haul and you do want to express yourself, photographs are a good way of doing it. And with the advent of the iPhone and the ability and the and social media to take photographs nonstop, there are more images out there. And probably the images have gotten better because I think we've become better photographers over time because the phone is really a camera. So we're taking pictures all the time and we have a lot to choose from to get better images. Is what to do with those images? Do we forward them to a site and we have them printed on paper, and then when we do, what do we do with all these images? Well, I want to start with some of the things that I like to see as far as decor when it comes to personal photographs, and that is I like collections together. I think it's very nice when you have a home, if you have an area, whether it be your living room or family room or a general area, to put picture frames out on a table, whether that be a foyer area. In my house, I have in my my living room, I happen to have a formal living room and a family room, I like to put pictures in the living room. I have a round table, and I have them going around. So when I display pictures for going around, I like to use a collection of different frames, not all the same. If you have some silver, you have some bronze, you have some black, you have some painted. The texture of those and the shapes and the colors being different is beautiful. It's almost like a puzzle. So I like to have a representation of the people that are important to me in my life and having them all around the space, which is a good thing to do. I also wanted to make note that as of last Sunday, Easter, I found out that my dad at the Parker home in Piscataway in New Jersey is listening to Modern Design. So I want to do a shout out to Henry Scuderi, at my dad at the Parker Nursing Home. Thanks for listening, Dad. With that being said, people that are important to you, like my father and people that I care about, I want those pictures displayed. So doing them on a table is a beautiful way to do it. Another good landing for you to do personal pictures would be on a piano. If those of you have a baby grand piano, if you will, when the top is closed, that's a beautiful staging to put different pictures, different stages of your life. I like to mix black and white and colored pictures together, and the oldest ones are always the ones that people want to look at. So get some of the old pictures, maybe get some pictures of your great-grandparents if you have them. So it's certainly an expression to your children of who's part of your family, and tell a story. Have a lot of different pictures of different people and everybody represented. When you entertain in your house and you have a picture of somebody, it makes them feel welcome when they come in and important and part of the family. So that's another good staging area. Another good staging area for photographs or personal pictures would be if you have a mantle. I happen to have three fireplaces in my house, so all the fireplaces on top, and in addition to having other things on them, do have frames of the 8x10 looking, not really 8x10, I take that back, 5x7, I should say, 5x7 pictures that are up on either side of different things in between that. But they are family pictures, and it's kind of nice to represent them. A piano is a very good landing. If you have a foyer table, it's a very good landing for pictures. And a mantle in particular is a good landing for picture frames. And picture frames are beautiful. I mean, I was shopping for my store for some new frames, and there's so many beautiful materials. Mixed metals are in right now, so if you're going to look for some new picture frames, mixed metals or a combination of wood and metal were very popular when I was shopping for my store for accessories for the upcoming season. But mixed metals are nice, and a variety of frames are also very good. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. And we are back with more of Modern Design. I just wanted to let you know that my store in Flemington, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, which is not so conveniently located right now on the Flemington Circle because they are doing some work to the circle, but easy to get in and out of. Still, yet the store is easy to get in and out of. But we are right next to Ideal Tile in that strip mall, if you know it from the area. We're in the location that was the former Lennox. Maven Hill Interiors. I have a lot of new stuff coming in, changing things around for spring, and a lot of new things coming in. We have great prices. Typically, we're 20 to 25% less expensive than those major department stores and even some of those big box stores that sell accessories, great things, inexpensive and personalized service. So come visit me at Maven Hill Interiors, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. Before we went to commercial break, we were talking about photographs, what to do with all the photographs. Social media is giving us more and more opportunities to take pictures of ourselves, to do the selfie, if you will, and to take pictures and to record those moments. And then the best ones, of course, we want to take those, and then we want to freeze those moments in time and put them in our home. So we were talking about the best places to display photographs in your home. And I was saying that I was not a big fan of that one large wedding picture on the wall or communion picture. But perhaps we should start by putting our beautiful pictures in frames and putting them in key locations. Again, the first location being if you have an entry area, if you have a foyer table, is always a wonderful place to display and change out pictures. Certainly we should change out pictures all the time to keep things going. Secondly, a piano, if you have a baby grand piano, or an upright, but a baby grand piano, that's a wonderful staging area for lots of pictures. Do different frames, bring silvers and matte blacks and colored frames and different so on, and it's a beautiful tapestry of different phases of life. Also, black and white, if you have a picture that you like, try having it developed in black and white. Sometimes that could, not always, but sometimes that can make the picture particularly striking. So that's another place. And then we were talking before commercial break, if you have a mantle in your home, a fireplace mantle is a wonderful staging area for photographs. Also, in your bedrooms, if you have guest bedrooms in your house, I do like photographs, pictures, personal pictures in the bedrooms, not on the walls, but on the furniture. And those are wonderful spots for pictures. But more and more what I'm doing, and I had a lot of success this week, I worked with a young couple in Union, New Jersey, and they're very big picture takers. Pictures are very important to them. They want their life story on the wall. And they asked me to create with them last week something called a gallery wall. And if you go to social media or you Google gallery wall, you'll get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of images, if you will, of gallery walls. I'm doing them more and more. And you could be a young family. You could be a single person. It doesn't really matter. It's becoming increasingly popular. In addition to having photographs throughout your home, that is creating a gallery wall. And that is you go out and you get a collection of the pictures that you like the best. Then we buy a collection of frames that look attractive together. And then we map out a grid or a puzzle, if you will, of how those are going to look. We use our walls as canvases, if you will. And then we map out where we're going to place the pictures aesthetically. And then when you look back, you have a beautiful montage of pictures, and they're done in a very pleasing way. I'm doing gallery walls more and more and more. We all have voids of space in our house where we want to do something. And what better than to put something that's art, but yet something that tells a personal story? And a gallery wall does that. I'm going to tell you basically how I did this gallery wall last week in Union, New Jersey, but other gallery walls I've worked on and the circumstances. And the first gallery wall I worked on was with a woman. It was about 8 years ago, and she had given up the big home, and she downsized to a smaller home in a planned community, and she happened to have very, very high ceilings in her foyer, and just lots of sheetrock going up, not a lot of visual interest. She didn't really have other space in her unit that really lent itself to doing something with all the pictures. So I came up with the idea of, how about we make the foyer a showpiece and we create a gallery wall? And she says, what's a gallery wall? I said, well, you like to go to museums and see art, don't you? I said, we're going to create art using all these wonderful photographs. And the process wasn't a short one. She's a more mature woman, so she had years and years and years of family pictures, children's pictures, beloved pets, things of that nature. And I had her go through them, and it was kind of painstaking, but nice at the same time. We went through and we took out all the pictures, and that's the beginning. Go to your cupboards, go to your closets, go to your computer and start printing things, and create the images that you like the most and have piles. And make sure that you want to incorporate, there's sort of a way, politely, to do a gallery wall, because you don't want to exclude anyone. Or maybe you do, but we're going to try not to exclude anyone. And we make sure that we have every area covered. And then I say, do subcategories when you do a gallery wall. So start with, you want to do pictures, old pictures, people that have maybe have passed, and that's one area that you want to put because you want to display those people. Then you want to do old pictures, maybe your parents when they were children and so on. So you want to have old pictures. Then you want to have, make sure that you incorporate, if you like, friends. Friends are a separate category, so you would incorporate a separate category for friends. And this is just arranging the pictures, if you will. And then you would want to have your immediate family, modern-day pictures, and older pictures as well. But you want to do that because you want to actually take from each category when you put the gallery wall together. Once you get the gallery wall together, there are many ways to do it. Some people like to do a mixture of black and white. Some people want to take all those images and have them done in black and white and have them be continuous. There's a lot of different ways. But there has to be, when you do a gallery wall, there has to be some sense of formation into it. There has to be some sense of formality and a completeness when it's done. It can't be completely random or it's just going to look sloppy. So what I like to do is I like to map out the area, the sheetrock, where I'm going to do the gallery wall, and then I measure it all the way around, and then I use tape. I use painter's tape. Painter's tape has become my best friend, the blue painter's tape. And then I map out from the painter's tape the area that's going to be my canvas. And you want to be very careful how you do that. Make sure that we stay within the lines. And then with that, I start to create a grid. So we start to look at the different pictures from the different categories, and even before we frame them, we have now all the different piles. We have the relatives that have passed, we have our old pictures, we have our friends, and we have our up-to-date pictures. And then we just gently on the back, we put tape, and we start to create a puzzle. If you had a perfect rectangle, let's say, as in the one that I did last week in Union, we put wanted to give you a visual. So in the center of the rectangle, I put the largest picture, and that happened to be a family picture when the four of them were at a wedding. And so I made that the center picture, which was the largest image. And then I created images that were around that piece, and I made sure that they were somewhat symmetrical. So we started with a picture on either side equidistant. And then we did a picture up and down that were equidistant. We made sure that we did some of them as portrait and some of them as landscape so that they weren't too consistent. And then we started to use other shapes. We added some round, we added some oblong, we added some different shapes, and we created a grid, if you will. But the grid did not extend beyond the taped area. So visually, it looked complete. And when you were done with the grid, you came back off it and you had a perfect, beautiful rectangle. But within the rectangle was a puzzle. So we started first with the different shapes of the photographs themselves, unframed, and we added and subtracted. And this is an exercise that's going to take a while because you want to make sure you do wind up representing everybody, but you want to make sure at the same time that you that it's aesthetically pleasing. So you're going to go through all your pictures and you're going to create a grid, and you're going to it should be the first couple of ones, your anchor picture should be dead on straight. You want to use a level. You want to make sure your anchor pictures are dead on straight. But then you start to take a poetic license and you're able to go within those lines. You were able to go around a little bit and create sort of a pattern that's pleasing to you. And that will take a while. It may take a couple days. You may have to go back to it. And this is before they're even framed. Keep in mind, when you frame, you have to accommodate that the hardware on different frames are in different locations. So you have it all set up, and then you go ahead and you hang up a picture in a frame where the hardware is different, or the hardware may not even be level. That happens a lot. It can throw your grid off. So you want to make sure that you accommodate for the measurements. I always feel that a gallery wall is a project that should be done by the professionals, but if you're going to take it on your own, you want to have at least two people for balance doing this. You do need the insight and the help and the extra pair of hands to make this happen. Having said that, once your anchor pictures are done, you'll start taking poetic license after it's mostly full, and then do fill-in pictures in different spots. A combination of black and white can be great. Black and white with color or all color, it really doesn't matter. But we want to have some sort of theme. A gallery wall needs to make sense. We don't want just pictures arbitrarily all over the place with all different frames and all different patterns and not in some sort of a shape or format. So you don't have to adhere to all those rules, but you want to adhere to some of those rules so that your gallery wall comes off looking very finished when it's done. With the gallery wall that I had worked on this past week, I decided that we were going to do a combination of their black and white photos as well as their colored photos. But our continuity would be that we would work within the rectangular shape. We took a look at their living room, and we started to find out where the furniture was going to go, the new furniture that was coming in. We measured the furniture. We templated it from the floor, and then we went up. We saw where the furniture was going to sit, and then we figured this is our area. The area above the sofa was our area to use as a canvas. So we painstakingly measured on the wall what our canvas was going to be, and then we decided to map out our grid. And then when we got our pictures on the wall unframed, we decided we liked the way that some of the pictures looked. We were going to go out and buy frames. And in this case, our continuity is that we were going to use the color black for the frames. So we went out, we bought lots of different frames. We bought different sizes. Some were round, some were square, some were rectangle, some were black with a little silver on them, some were black with a little copper on them, some were shiny black, some were matte black. But all of them were black, and some of them had beautiful mats. And that's another way to get your gallery wall to look different. You can do all consistent frames, and then you can do different mats. You can do different colored mats. You can do different textured mats. In this case, we went for more of a monochromatic look. So all the mats were the same color. There were different sizes, but they were all the same color. We had sort of linen-colored mats and black frames and all different size pictures. And the continuity of the black, even though some were shiny and some were matte and some had copper with the black and some had silver with the black, it was really stunning. So the continuity, the rectangular shape and the continuity of the color black made the variety of color in the pictures and the sizes work and the randomness work. So the overall look of the gallery wall was very complete and really very pleasing. All right, listen, we're about to go to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. We are going to open our phone lines to people who have done gallery walls, and if you want to give us a call here in studio after the news, it's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And we are going to news. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
He's a constitutional conservative. As a governor, that matters to me and other governors.
Ted Cruz being backed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker in the presidential race, telling Fox News that Cruz is the candidate that could beat Hillary Clinton in November.
I think we can get united behind him at the convention and then turn the tables on Hillary Clinton, who is in horrible shape because of the deception she's given to the American people.
Wisconsin's presidential primary coming up next Tuesday. Apple wants to know how the FBI got into that iPhone. The LA Times says attorneys for Apple researching legal tactics to compel the government to reveal how it managed to unlock that iPhone 5C. The FBI saying it was able to hack into the phone belonging to one of the San Bernardino terrorists who killed 14 people in December and did it without Apple's help. And American Airlines cancels all flights to and from Brussels till April 7th. This because of the continued response to last week's deadly terror attacks. The airport in Brussels still closed. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Donald Trump had a rough time during the CNN town hall in Milwaukee last night. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Donald Trump appeared combative and aggressive during a town hall with CNN's Anderson Cooper. At one point, Cooper challenged Trump's claims regarding an ad about Trump's wife, asking if he had proof Mitt Romney was behind it, as Trump claimed.
Do you have proof that he sent it out?
No, everybody knows he sent it out. He knew the people in the super PAC. He knew that I would be willing to bet he wrote the phrase.
Trump also mocked a reporter who claimed his campaign manager attacked her, saying that he backs up his friends.
A federal judge says Hillary Clinton's private email server as Secretary of State was extraordinary. Judge Royce Lamberth also says there's evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith. Lamberth is allowing a group suing for State Department records to go after sworn testimony from government officials. The order also saying there's been constantly shifting admissions by the government and former government officials. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton takes aim at Donald Trump ahead of the New York primary. The former Secretary of State with a new TV ad out that goes after the Republican frontrunner's rhetoric about illegal immigration and Muslims.
When some say we can solve America's problems by building walls, banning people based on their religion, and turning against each other, well, this is New York, and we know better.
Clinton talks about the diversity of New York City as images of the Big Apple are shown. The 30-second commercial also showing footage of a man punching a protester in the face at a Trump rally. New Yorkers head to the polls April 19th. A New York man is under arrest after more than 1,400 bags of heroin were found inside his body. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Vermont State Police made the discovery after pulling Fernando Estrella over yesterday in St. Albans City for traffic violations. A drug-detecting police dog went wild when he sniffed the 41-year-old Bronx man. No drugs found in the car or in his pockets, so police got a warrant for a body cavity search to be done at a hospital. More than 1,400 bags of heroin hidden inside. Estrella is charged with heroin possession, trafficking, and importation.
At this hour, President Obama hosting an Easter prayer breakfast at the White House. Vice President Biden will join Obama and Christian leaders from across the country as they gather in the state dining room. In past years, the president using the occasion to talk about the meaning of Easter. This is USA Radio News.
We're back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Our topic today happens to be gallery walls. What to do with all those images that we're taking, all those pictures we're taking on our iPhones, and all those images that are out there on the internet and social media. And it's the changes that we're seeing, pictures, images, instantaneously now. And some of those best images we want to capture and incorporate in decorating in our home. After all, our home should be a reflection of ourselves. And what better way to do that than capturing important moments of our life? With that, though, you do have to have some editing. I don't think we need to put every image we have up. We want to selectively pick where we're going to put out those images. And what better way to do the most select images is in a gallery wall, an artful way to put your most recent pictures, or maybe some wonderful family treasures from years past, up on the wall, and to see them, to have them not be in your computer or no one sees them, or in old albums where no one sees them. Have them to be up there, and even sometimes change them out a little bit and add new images to that. So we're talking about different ways to do a gallery wall. And some of the loose rules, I'd say, with a gallery wall before we went to our news break was that you should have some sort of a format or a shape that you're going to go with that you don't extend beyond with a gallery wall so it looks finished. Also, our listeners out there, if you'd like to comment, if you've done a gallery wall or thinking of taking your pictures and doing something with them instead of having them in a closet somewhere, taking them out and putting them on the wall so you can see those wonderful images. Our phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Our phone lines are open, and we'd be glad to talk to you. So the most recent gallery wall, the one I did last week, we used all black frames, all different types of black frames, but all different black frames. And then what we did was we took everything down, with the exception of the outline, blue tape, the painter's tape, you know what I'm talking about, as the outline. And we started by working from center. So we found we framed the first piece, which was a nice matte black piece, a big piece, and we made that be the centerpiece of our puzzle. We made sure that we were equidistant from the top and the bottom. We hung it, and we made sure it was level. The first pieces, and it doesn't have to be one, it could be five, but the first pieces are your anchor when you do a gallery wall. Typically, I like to work from the middle out. I think it's easiest to work from the middle out, but you can work from top to bottom. That works too, or from side to side. But I find for balance, the best way to work is to have an anchor picture or a row of anchor pictures and then go beyond that and create a shape. So we started with our first one, which took forever, and we did a big rectangular landscape frame. Family picture, which was the center. It was maybe from a year ago, but it was perfect, and they had that as the center one. Then off that, we were able to do a collection of two, one on each side. The frames were different frames, but they were the same size picture, and they sort of how we transitioned out. And then as far as the bottom, we did one low picture, and the top we did one high picture, and we built around that. And we built a puzzle frame by frame, and we made sure that before we hung each frame, we made sure we looked at the back of the frames and saw where the hardware stood, so we measured out perfectly. So this is something that's going to take you days. It took us, myself, who's done this professionally, and the homeowners, it took us all night to do this. So it was quite a project, but the outcome was really, I got a beautiful note from the homeowners that we really exceeded their expectations. So that was a wonderful thing to see. Having said that, the gallery walls are, you know, time consuming, and you want to make sure you don't rush it. I'd rather have you do things in stages and then come back to it and then do it when you're really at your best and we get the best results. So in the one that I had done, so we had the black center frame. We had all different continuity of frames and different shapes, but all within the grid. And the end result was spectacular. You walked in the door. This happens to be in their living room. And you have these beautiful frames. They're all consistent. The color is right. It works with the colors in the room. And it's absolutely terrific. Another gallery wall I did, as I was telling you in the beginning of the program, was a woman who's a little bit elderly, and she wanted to have lots of pictures. She would talk often about, when we would shop for her home, about her parents. Her mother, her grandmother was very important to her. So we made sure that we got some of these pictures out, and because they were a little bit in poor shape, we took them to a photography studio, and we had them duplicated, so we had a nice, clean, fresh image, and then we sorted all those images out, and we started to build the gallery wall. But in her case, she had a very high, a two-story round foyer, and I decided what drama would there be. There wasn't enough room, really, for a center table, but you had this big sort of cylinder-like shape. I thought, what a wonderful story is to go all the way up from floor to ceiling. We're not doing any wallpaper or anything like that. To have this big open space and to have it filled with the pictures of her family. So in her case, I said, let's do all the pictures in black and white. So we took every image that she had. And because a lot of the pictures were older anyway, we took every picture that she had and then we duplicated it in black and white. So the black and white was our continuity, that all the frame, all the pictures, I would say, are in black and white. So what we did was, is we used frames that she had and a lot of old frames, and then I went out and I supplemented with new frames. So in this case, all the frames were different, but the continuity was in all the pictures had that same black and white look, and that was a great space. The backdrop was a pale yellow, and then with black and white photographs, it was really kind of sharp looking. So in this case, we started from the bottom, and we worked up. We picked a center point, made sure it was level all the way around, and we started at an acceptable level. Typically, if you're going to go that way, you want to start above where light switches are. You really don't want pictures to go below light switches because you want to be able to see them. You don't want to look at pictures that are on the floor near the shoe molding. You want pictures to be up. So we looked at the sight line that was the tops of the light switches, and that was our guide, and we created a line that was perfectly level across, and then we used painter's tape. And then we decided we had two-story ladder, which was a good and helpful thing to have, and we went all the way up. We went from the bottom up. We used that as our guide, and it took, oh my goodness, probably about a week to do, and we went all the way up. We did a lot of different frames, vintage frames, old frames, some metal, some wood, some were even plastic. We had a lot of different frames, a lot of different tones, a lot of different colors, and we built and built upon it until we were at the top line. One of the things you want to keep in mind is that you don't want a gallery wall for them all to end on the top or the bottom exactly flat. So you want to inset them a little bit, some higher, some lower, so they look somewhat random. You don't want them to hit the ceiling. That's not a good look. But we did work on that, and the roundness of the shape of the space presented some challenges, but it also made it visually stunning. So after about a week's time, we unveiled it, and when the homeowner came in, she had tears in her eyes. She really became emotional. Because when you do, and hers was all family, so everything she had was family. When she, this larger-than-life two-story image of her grandparents and her parents and her children and her deceased husband and all these different images, it was her life in front of her eyes. And it was one of the most rewarding experience I had as a decorator to bring somebody such joy isn't to having a gallery wall. Now, gallery walls aren't limited to formal spaces. They're also kind of a fun thing to do in a child's room. Maybe you want to do a gallery wall in your baby or toddler's room, and you want to go with maybe something more juvenile. I did one recently in a nursery. We painted the nursery a dark teal color, and then I went out and I bought all white painted frames. All the frames were the same in this case. They were the same basic frame. They were all the same style, and they were all white, sort of that box, shadow box style frames. But we did all different pictures, and we did them above the crib, and we did a grid, a rectangular grid, and lots of different sweet images. They were all relatively, obviously, new pictures, and probably comforting. I would think that pictures of your parents and grandparents, but all current pictures. It was a pretty wall to do. So gallery walls don't have to be formal. They could be very casual, and they don't have to be big. They could be, instead of doing, you know, one giant image, they can be just a square or a rectangle or whatever shape you like. I did also do one in a child's room where we did a triangle. We did the top picture as with sort of a triangular frame, and then we kinked down and we built on it and so on. I've done them in the shape of a flag. I've done them in some different shapes. And you can be very creative with your gallery wall because it does serve two purposes. One, as displaying your family pictures or friends' pictures or what you like to display. But the second thing that it does is it creates an art statement. And that's the point of creating a shape and working within the framework of the shape. All right, we're going to go to commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Okay, we are back in studio, and I do believe that we have a guest on the line. Let me see if I can have him up here calling in. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Great. So our topic today happens to be gallery walls and putting your pictures up on the wall. How do you feel about that? Have you experienced about that? Do you have a lot of family pictures?
Well, that's what I was calling in to ask you about. Sometimes you see people put a lot of personal pictures up on the wall, and it looks very cluttered and disorganized and everything. And I was wondering a couple things. What do you suggest to kind of streamline it a little bit? Would you recommend using a mixture of black and white and color pictures? And what about using sometimes older pictures and mixing them with newer pictures?
Exactly. Well, there are ways to go about doing a gallery wall. You don't want just to throw pictures up on a wall, because they can look very sort of scattered and actually kind of cluttered in a space. What you want to do is you want to start by creating a shape. And once you create a shape within a wall, pick a wall on your house that sort of blank that you want to do something with. And then you want to, within that wall, you want to actually tape out using painter's tape a grid, if you will. And once you have a shape established, whether that shape be a square, whether that shape be a rectangle or a triangle or something that you find pleasing, then you would create within that space using frames a work of art, if you will. And there's a couple of rules that you can do. There should be one common element. So, for example, in the gallery wall that I did last week, we used the color black for frames. That doesn't mean all the frames were exactly the same. Some of the frames had black with gold on them. Some of the frames had black with silver on them. Some of them were shiny. Some of them were matte. So the continuity there was the black of the frames. I've done other gallery walls where we decided to do all the pictures in black and white. So the black and white was the common element, and all the frames were different. You also can do them where they're all old pictures, or you can combine old pictures and young pictures. But you want to have a shape, one shape, and you have one common element. And then you can go with what's right for you. You definitely want, when you walk away from it, and this is a process when you're doing a gallery wall, it's not something that you want to just do and throw up and be done with it. You want to think about it. You want to start by picking where the gallery wall is going to go. What's the best spot to do the gallery wall? You don't want to be near a big open window because the pictures can fade over time. You want to be in a spot where it's going to be appreciated, maybe a void of space, maybe in an upstairs hallway, maybe in an area that you don't have anything, and within that, create where you would normally have a piece of art. Use that, map that out, and have that be the designated space. Work on the shape, and then work with what you have. There's no reason you can't take pictures you have, and maybe if you want to change them by having them reprinted in black and white or sepia tone or something, you can do that as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for calling Modern Design, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So we do get callers in sometimes on the show. It doesn't always happen because we are a web-based show, but it does show that you guys are listening out there, and knowing how to attack your gallery wall is always a good thing to do. All right, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business.
Out. And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer in the tri-state area for the past 18 years. And our show is all about letting you know things that we're working on, projects, things that are very current, things you can do to make your home more valuable, things if you're a DIYer, like our show today is all about gallery walls, things you can do, taking those pictures that you haven't shoved in drawers or cabinets, the back of a closet, and so on, and bring those pictures out and create something with them, create an art project, do a gallery wall. Bring them together in a beautiful aesthetic way and be able every time you come in to look at those pictures. Don't have them be on your computer. Print them and actually have them out and enjoy them every time you come in and have your friends and neighbors enjoy them as well. So our phone lines are open. We did have a call from Central New Jersey. And if someone else would like to give us a call, we're almost at the end of time. We have about 3 minutes left. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. You can call in with your gallery wall experiences. So as I was saying, I did one in a nursery. We had to make sure that it wasn't too close to the crib because as the child grows, you don't want them to get hurt by the pictures. But we did it high enough that it wouldn't be in harm's way. But that was sort of a nice thing, I think, comforting for the child to have pictures of the parents and grandparents right there above the crib. So that was a pretty one that we did all in white. Again, I've done all in black. I've painted frames too. A painted frame makes a nice look on a wall. I did a gallery wall where we did the couple loved red. So we bought all white frames and then we got some craft paint and we paint them all in red. And they went up on the wall in a grid. This case it was a square and we had all different shapes. And they came together almost like it was the grid that it created just from the red images, all squares and rectangles, was beautiful. I mean, it was a pretty image in itself. And then we did all black and white pictures with the red frames. And that was really very striking. But you can do something very old-fashioned with old pictures. That kind of looks nice, too, if you could do something. Maybe you have an old Victorian and you get all old pictures of parents and great-grandparents, and you do them in sort of classic frames with all different shapes and so on, and ovals and rounds and so on, and you put them together maybe going down the stairs, but make sure that it has a rhythm to it. They're in the same color tone or they have the same finish. There has to be some sort of a proportional element to them with the room. So, in fact, if you have a very small room, you want to have a proportionally amount of pictures together where there's sort of a visual beginning and end for them to work. If you're going downstairs, don't also run them boom, boom, boom in a row because that's not very interesting looking. But map out within the confines of the space there, the sheetrock, an area, and then selectively place them. Have you ever seen people do that? They hang pictures and they just hang them going down the hallway just in an even row. That's a terrible look. Also, when you're hanging pictures, make sure that you don't hang your pictures too high. Most people make the mistake of hanging their pictures too high. You want your pictures to be at eye level. And that's got to be somewhat relative because I'm a 6'2" guy, so I probably would hang my pictures higher than some of my clients who may be 5 foot tall. But we want to make sure that we hang our art not too high. Use sort of a center median. I take the person when I'm doing them professionally. I take the homeowners and I put them in front of the space and I look at where their eye level is collectively. And if there's two of them, then I find a median between the two of them as the start point. And then when we work beyond that. Also, again, things that you want to avoid when you do gallery walls, you don't want to put them in areas that have a lot of light coming in, natural light coming in, because that can certainly ruin the images over time. And one of the things that we haven't talked about is in dark spaces, if you have maybe an upstairs hallway, or those sometimes tend to be dark spaces, it's an opportunity to create beautiful ambient light. I did a gallery wall in Flemington in a beautiful house. We put a two-story addition on a family room addition. And on the upstairs of the addition, there was a catwalk, if you will. There was a small catwalk. And it was a relatively dark space. So one of the things that I opted to do was create a gallery wall there. There we made all the pictures in black and white, and it told the story of a beautiful family. And then we got beautiful frames. The frames were all different. They were related to the colors that were in the lower family room and lots of the tones that were in those colors, but all different color frames with the black and white pictures. And we created a family grid, which was very pleasing to them. But then we added art lights to it, and that made it over the top. So we added some beautiful art lights. You can get the battery-operated ones, which are often difficult to maintain over time. But these were actually to a center-lower switch. And at night when they entertain, they can hit that switch of lights, and this this band of lights at the top went down. And then
complex web. It will be very, very difficult to untangle it.
But Dr. Ben Carson says he's not ready to untangle it just yet.
And we still have millions saying on Facebook, you cannot leave us.
Speaking to supporters in Baltimore as Super Tuesday results rolled in, Carson said he's been somewhat discouraged by the political process since he jumped into the race. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are Super Tuesday's big winners. Clinton and Trump cemented their status as the front runners in the 2016 presidential campaign Tuesday with victories across the country. They locked up 7 wins each. The leader of the Republican Party says the turnout on Super Tuesday proves America wants a change from Democrats. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says Democrats are not energized by Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Neighbors of Apple's fenced-in complex in Northern California say they've been hearing strange noises around the clock. Sunnyvale residents